seen the TV commercial that's been on a lot lately. It seems to have gone away a little bit now, but I've seen it a lot of times on the TV, and maybe you have too, where there's this elderly lady all by herself standing, looking into the camera and saying, "Age is a matter of numbers, and mine are unlisted." Isn't it amazing at times when every once in a while the numbers come up? Somebody says, "Well, how long ago did you do that?" Or, "How old were you when that happened?" And all of a sudden we realize, oh, goodness gracious, I didn't realize those numbers were there, because I don't think of the numbers. We have birthdays, but with those birthdays, we do not remember the number of years, except those very special ones, the significant ones, like the year we were born, or two, when the terrible twos come. And surely we remember the threes, because that's when the terrible twos are gone. Five, when school begins. 13, when we become teens. 16, at least when I was 16, you could get your driver's license. 21, when we're legally an adult. And maybe 65, 66, when we start thinking about retirement. But we have birthdays to remember the person, to think about them, to celebrate life together with them. But the first of three haunting questions can begin to surface, to come to our minds, to ask ourselves, when we're gone, how long will we be remembered? It's awesome to think like the psalmist, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You have covered me in my mother's womb. My limbs were not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully woven together." Think about that. God already had in mind you when he was putting the pieces together, when he was putting the talents there, when he came up with things that he knew would be useful to you in the purpose for which he was creating you. Evidently, he didn't think I needed much height. But that's okay. It still works out. Because you see, the Lord tells us, "I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. I will never leave you nor forsake you." As we develop day by day, work in our first word, our first step, our first day in school, our first date, our first day in our chosen field of work, Jesus promises to be with each and every one of us, each and every day, even until the end of time. God will not forget the work you did, nor the love you shared for him, in the help you gave and still give your fellow Christians. "For inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me," Jesus tells us. Our sermon text for this morning tells us, "Blessed is the person who reverences the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. You, O Lord, will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in you." Remembering the Lord, being remembered by him, we shall not be moved, shall not slip, stumble, waver, totter, maybe shaken for a time or slip a little, but not forever. Bring up a child in the way he should go, and he will not permanently depart from it. Another serious question becomes to mind that we need to face. Besides that first one, how long will we be remembered? Is that question, by whom shall we be remembered? It's awesome to think that it is the Lord, God Almighty, who is remembering us. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you the future and a hope. If I should count the Lord's thoughts towards me, says the psalmist, they are more numerous than the sand on the beaches. Just think about that. You are on God's mind and in his thoughts, more numerous than the sand on the beaches. When you go to the beach, usually you end up with sand stuck somewhere, right? And the only place it comes off is in the car when you get in it. But that's only a portion of all that sand there is. And God is saying his thoughts of us are more numerous than the sands. And it's not just that we know him, but that he knows us. We know this God who knows us. The Holy Spirit, whom the Lord will send, will teach you everything. The Spirit searches everything, even the hidden depths of God's purpose. We love him because he first loved us. As we remember God, we are reminded that he remembers us. And God's love never stops. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we learn such good lessons from the Lord. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights. God helps us so that we can help others using the same help that we ourselves have received from God. And that brings us to that third heavy question. The first one being, how long will we be remembered? The second, by whom will we be remembered? And now this third one, for what shall we be remembered? In our union with Christ Jesus, God created us for a life of good works. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching the truth, rebuking error, correcting faults, and giving instruction for right living, so that the person who serves God may be fully qualified and equipped to do every kind of good work. Think about that. God tells us that in the Holy Scriptures, in his word, the Bible, the Holy Spirit works through that word as we read it, as we study it, as we take it in, to fully equip us and qualify us for everything that he has created us to do. He makes us ready. He makes us equipped, and he gives us the power and the love to do it. In our union with Christ Jesus, Christ created us. And Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. I tell you the truth. Whoever believes in me, Jesus says, will do the works I do. Yes, he will do even greater ones than these. Boy, that's hard to sink in, isn't it? But that's what Jesus said. When I think of the church I grew up in, I don't remember the building, the programs, the activities. I remember the people, the Sunday school teachers that cared about us, followed us all the way through high school and college. Recently, leaving my subdivision, I saw a father mowing his lawn. And a little 2 or 3 year old son mowing with him, following him with his toy mower. Now that's something that'll be remembered. That's a thought that will be cherished, that'll come back someday and, oh yeah, that was a good time. Taking time, energy, thoughtfulness, teaching by example and by love. We remember not so much for what we do, but why and how we do it. What does it profit a person if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? Purpose, meaning, direction, fulfillment, joy, contentment, peace, closeness, a sense of accomplishing something, a bonding of spirit and soul. They have lasting value. Continuous giving of value. An always appreciated and appreciating growing value. The person who reverences the Lord, delights greatly in his commandments, shall be in every everlasting remembrance by God for their faithfulness. God loves you. God loves you. God loves us all so that we can share that love with others where we live, work, and play. That's a fantastic memory. Amen.